Welcome to Daily Wonder.
5 minutes, one tiny mystery, and something new to wonder about.
Gaza, I heard something wild. Do I have tiny pieces of my mom in my brain?
Maybe. Scientists found that some children's brains had a few cells with their mom's DNA.
Wait, what is a cell again? Is it like a tiny bug?
Not a bug. A cell is a tiny building block of your body. Your skin, heart, and brain are all made of cells.
So my body is like a giant castle made of teeny blocks?
Exactly. And DNA is like a tiny instruction book inside cells. It helps tell the cell what to do.
So, scientists found mom's instruction books inside kids' brain cells?
Yes, in some tiny cells. The idea is that when a baby grows before birth, a few cells can pass between the mom and the baby.
Big little travelers going through a secret door?
That is a fun way to picture it. Scientists call this microchimerism. That means a body has a very tiny number of cells from another person.
Microkey what now?
Microchimerism. Big word. Tiny idea. Just a few cells from someone else, mixed in with your own cells.
Is that bad? Should I be worried about mom cells driving my brain car?
No need to worry. Scientists think this cell sharing is a normal part of how many mammals grow.
Mammals like people, cats, dogs, and whales?
Yes, mammals are animals that grow babies inside the mom's body and usually feed babies milk.
Okay, so what did the scientists do?
They studied brain tissue from children who had serious epilepsy and needed surgery. They also had DNA samples from the children's moms.
Epilepsy is when the brain has sudden electrical storms, right?
Yes. It can cause seizures. The tissue was removed as part of the children's medical care, and scientists studied it after that.
And they found mom cells hiding in there.
They found mom's DNA in brain tissue from 26 out of 37 children. That is about 70 out of the 100.
Whoa! Were there lots and lots of them?
Usually no. Most samples had only a few mom cells among many, many brain cells.
Like finding one sprinkle in a giant bowl of cereal?
Yes, a very tiny sprinkle. But those little cells were interesting because they seem to take on brain jobs.
Brain jobs? Like being the boss of thinking?
Not exactly. Some look like neurons, which send messages. Some look like helper cells that support and protect the brain.
So mom's cells might become helpers in the brain.
Maybe. Scientists do not know yet exactly what these cells do. They just know the cells can be there and can look like different brain cell types.
Did they only check kids?
No. They also looked at donated brain tissue from people without known brain development problems. Some were adults, and a few were very old.
Very old? Like grandpa old?
Even older than many grandpas. They found these other person's cells in some older brains too, even in a man in his 90s.
So tiny cells from before birth might stay for decades?
That is what the study suggests. But for some adult samples, scientists could not prove the cells came from the person's mother because they did not have the mom's DNA.
Could they have come from someone else?
Possibly. The paper says they might come from a mother, a twin, an older sibling, or another pregnancy link. Scientists need more study to know.
Is this study finished and totally sure?
Not totally. It was shared as a preprint, which means other scientists have not fully checked it yet in peer review.
Peer review is like when other science detectives check the clues?
Exactly. They look for mistakes and ask, does the evidence really fit?
So the big idea is, before I was born, Mom and I may have shared a few tiny cells. Some of those cells might still be in the brain, maybe helping, but scientists are still learning.
Perfect summary. Our bodies are not lonely castles. They can carry tiny stories from the people who helped us grow.
That was today's Daily Wonder.
Keep wondering, and we'll see you next time.